A man with a gun stops a man with a gun inside an Indiana mall. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The real hero of the day is the citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm.
He was licensed to carry it and shot the shooter who'd opened fire in the food court area, sending people running, killing three, injuring two.
It appears that he had a rifle with several magazines of ammunition.
That's Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen. There's a new report out into May's mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas school that left 19 students, two teachers dead. A state house investigation found multiple systemic failures by police.
They were supposed to protect the innocents who now lie in their graves.
Former state Supreme Court Justice Eva Guzman. The report showed 376 law enforcement officers were at the school.
The report questions, with so many there and the quote lack of a strong incident commander, why nobody else with a higher rank or more training didn't step up sooner. The gunman entered Robb Elementary at 11:33. It wasn't until 12:50 until he was taken down.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. A trial starts today for the gunman who murdered 17 students and adults at a high school in Parkland, Florida 4 years ago. A jury will decide if Nicholas Cruz should get a lethal injection.
Cruz has already pleaded guilty to all counts of murder and attempted murder related to the shooting on Valentine's Day of 2018, but prosecutors still insist on execution. Florida law requires a jury's unanimous decision for a death penalty, or they can opt to recommend a life sentence.
Fox's Evan Brown. Jury selections today to put ex-Trump advisor Steve Bannon on trial for contempt of Congress, not cooperating with the House Capitol riot investigation, though Bannon recently offered to testify. There's a court hearing in Louisiana. The state attorney general trying to unblock Louisiana's ban on abortion after the Supreme Court ruling undid a woman's federal legal right to abortions. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List. Your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
More and more Americans are getting COVID, some of them again. There were 947,000 cases last week in the Johns Hopkins tracker, 200,000 more than the prior week, and the most in 5 months, with a new Omicron variant to blame.
The BA5 variant, according to health officials, is showing the ability to cause COVID infections even among the vaccinated. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha on ABC's This Week said those who aren't current on boosters are susceptible, but
if you are up to date, if you get vaccinated recently, if you get in an infection, if you get treatments, those continue to work really, really well.
Dr. Jha recommends those who are eligible and haven't gotten a second booster this year to do so and not wait until any COVID surge in the fall. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Despite the rise in cases, the 2,900 COVID deaths reported in the U.S. last week was a slight decline. On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up more than 200 points. Gas is down another penny, now almost 50 cents less than last month's record high. AAA's national average for regular now about $4.52 per gallon. There is a new major champion in golf. Cameron Smith won the British Open.
Smith rebounded from a third round 73 with a bogey-free 8-under-64. He won the title by one shot over American Cameron Young.
The putter felt good all week. They didn't quite all go in yesterday, and today they were all going in.
Courtesy NBC Sports, Smith opened his back nine with five straight birdies. He joined Jack Nicklaus as the only golfers to win both the Players' Championship and the British Open in the same year, and both their Open Championship titles came on the old course. Rory McIlroy finished in third, two strokes back. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
In baseball, the Seattle Mariners won their 14th straight game beating Texas. The All-Star break is now here with the Home Run Derby tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.